This is Your Calls Media Roundtable. I'm Rose Aguilar. Now we are going to talk about the tragic loss of the veteran Palestinian-American journalist Shireen Abu Akla, a longtime reporter with Al Jazeera. According to witnesses who were reporting alongside her during an Israeli raid on the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, the Israeli military shot and killed her. Since the news of her killing, there has been an outpouring of grief in Palestine. This morning, footage spread on social media showing Israeli forces hitting and beating mourners and those carrying Shireen Abu Akla's casket. At one point, the casket almost falls to the ground. Joining us to discuss her legacy and the circumstances that led to her death is Shirouk Assad, an award-winning journalist, media trainer, and correspondent for Monte Carlo Dolia Radio, a French public radio service that broadcasts from across the Arab world. And Shirouk Assad joins us from Jerusalem. Hi, Shirouk. Thank you so much. And our deepest condolences on the loss of your colleague.
Thank you very much for having me to talk about a very special friend and journalist, Shireen. Yes, it's a big loss, very hard to say goodbye to a very special person, to a very special journalist. I'm with you and I'm happy to talk about this, though it is very, very sad moment, actually.
Can you tell us more about Shireen and why her journalism mattered to so many people? On social media, people were writing that they grew up watching her on television every night.
First of all, Al Jazeera is widely spread and watched. And Shireen joined Al Jazeera since 25 years ago. So Shireen spent half of her life reporting through Al Jazeera. Before this, she was in Palestine Radio, and I was in the Palestine TV. It was established in Oslo, after Oslo Agreement. And then she decided to move to TV, not radio. And since then, she was doing... She had an identity, in my opinion, for her reporting, her voice. The way she reports, very human stories. She visited most of the Palestinian areas that needed their voices to be heard. She left very... People, I think, felt she is genuine and she is honest. And she's delivering their story the way maybe they wanted anybody to deliver. And the way she died, too, also made them feel that she was a person like them facing an occupation. Though she was a journalist and she had no threat on anybody, they felt, how do you say it in English, a word like unfair. It's very, like she was a victim somehow. But she's known, when you watch her stories, she had this voice, a little bit sad. She was always calm, even when she was covering war on Gaza, problem in all the issues in Sheikh Jarrah, all the invasions. She was calm. She was very sincere. She looked on the tiny details of the stories of people. So apparently, and I don't think she left when I used to talk to her, I don't think she knew how much impact she left on the hearts of Palestinian and even people in the Arab world. But apparently people feel when the journalist is sincere and when he feels the issues of people, especially in a conflict like the conflict we're living in Palestine.
Can you tell us more about her reporting? You mentioned a few stories, but specifically, what made her reporting so unique? I heard one interview with her, and she just talked about going to the people. That's what she really wanted to do, was to tell the people's stories.
Yes. Let me tell you that since I know her since school, I know that Shireen went to Jordan to study. Her family wanted her to study architecture, but she never felt herself in architecture. And yes, she felt that she can tell a story. And that's why, though she's a very shy person, but she felt she has something real that she can be near people. And you can feel when she goes to a story what she highlights. Like if she goes to Jeanine, for example, okay, there's a headline, but she visits, for example, she pictures the loss of a wife. Okay, maybe those people may be fighters to others, but they have a human story. This kind of stories, like she goes to Bab al-Amu, to Sheikh Jarrah, she talks to the families. It's not only I know all of us at a certain point we do this. It's not the big cliche or the big statement that we cover. It's what in it. And everybody of us has an identity after years of work. But she touched people's heart. Don't ask me why, because I try to explain. She reached to them. She reached, and I think this is a gift. This is a gift for a reporter who had a space open for everybody, like Al Jazeera. But she added something on Al Jazeera, very unique, very important, that she made all this impact. People felt she belongs to their homes, she belongs to their issues, she belongs to their families. Today in the funeral, people were crying and saying, she's like a sister for me, she's like a mother for me, she's like a friend for me. They never knew her, they never met her. But for 25 years of following her coverage, she touched them, she talked about them. I don't know if I'm delivering how is Shireen, but she did something special because she was very genuine, very honest, very sensitive to people's issues and details that people could feel about, you know, when they see their stories on the channel.
Shahrukh, according to witnesses who were reporting alongside Shireen on an Israeli raid on the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, the Israeli military shot and killed her. I mean, we can spend hours on how the Western media have covered this, but yeah, what's really missing, I have not heard one person say, well, what's going on in the Jenin refugee camp?
Yeah.
So can you talk about this raid on the refugee camp? And we're almost out of time, and we'd love to have you back to go more in depth around these issues.
Yeah, I tell you, Israeli army enters every Palestinian city and refugee camp. Every day this happens. They hate Jenin a lot, and they think they have the right to enter people's homes just because they are suspicious that people may think that they don't like the occupation, or anything can be a threat. Like today, her picture was a threat. They were just entering. Nobody knows. And they did not give us, we're journalists, they did not, the Israeli army gave us what they were doing there. They always say we're looking for wanted people. Any Palestinian can be a wanted people for them. Last 2-3 weeks, we have more than 5 children killed, 13 years old, and Israel keep on saying they are wanted people. We have 55 journalists killed since 2000 till now, and they keep on saying wanted people, and they are threatened, like the people unarmed are threatening a big army armed entering their homes. Nobody is feeling safe. Anyone can be taken. Today they did so brutally, they entered to the hospital, they were everywhere, they were beating everybody. It's hard to say that we don't live in a state, we don't live in an independent state, we live under occupation. State is a lie. This is what's happening, and I hope I'm answering you. It's they enter every place, every day we have people either killed or injured or invaded their homes or taken to prison. This is a daily thing for Israeli army. And today, why Israeli army was around the funeral? Why? Why they entered? People are mourning, Shireen. Why you are beating people? Why you are there? If an Israeli person died, you leave them alone. mourning their dead and their loved ones to walk to the funeral. Why peacefully? Why are you doing this? And nobody is threatening you. This is the way we say goodbye to our loved ones. We sing and we raise our voice and we put pictures. This is our way. Nobody threw a stone on them. Nobody attacked them, but they were attacking everybody.
And again, I mean, it's devastating footage, Shahrukh, to see these Israeli forces hitting, beating people. I mean, men are carrying the casket, trying to carry the casket, and they're being beaten. And then the casket mm-hmm. almost falls to the ground.
They forbidden people to, and I could not, after a long try, they closed everywhere around the hospital, around the old city. She was buried in Bab el Khalil, Hebron Gate, which is near the wall, the wall of the old city. And they were putting checkpoints all over the place. They did not allow people to get to the church, which is house of God, the church. They were not allowed. Don't tell me this is people getting in saying goodbye to Shireen. This is a threat for them. This is not a threat.
Well, Shireen...
And I wanted to tell you something. The journalist,
yes,
Michael,
just about a minute.
To walk quickly, to walk by the... to hold Shireen, say goodbye through Bab el Amud that she covered years and years and she loved. Also by the mosque, Aqsa Mosque, and by the church in the Christian quarter towards the church in up north in Hebron Gate. They did not allow her to say even goodbye through the old city. In a city she was raised in and she was born there. So, but I can tell you it was beautiful to see how many people were there, even raising Palestinian flags, raising flowers, saying goodbye. It was more a national funeral than a funeral to only a journalist.
Well, Shahrukh, again, our condolences on the loss of your friend and colleague. Thank you for sharing stories about Shireen Abu Akla, and we'd love to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Shahrukh Assad is an award-winning journalist and correspondent for Monte Carlo Dolia Radio, a French public radio service that broadcasts from across the Arab world. Shahrukh Assad was joining us from Jerusalem. And you can learn more about the Palestinian-American journalist Shireen Abu Akla, a longtime reporter with Al Jazeera, at yourcallradio.org. Thanks to Malihe Razazan for producing today's show and Kevin Vance for engineering our show. And again, huge apologies for the technical issues today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's Your Call.